Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Are you with me? And so let us begin to think as kingdom people. And when there is a kingdom, then there must be what? A king. Now, we have tried looking at the characteristics of a king. One of it that is very, very critical is that a king has absolute authority. You don't question a king. On Sunday, we were talking about the righteousness of the New Testament. And Bro Bola was explaining to us that why the New Testament is superior or even much more difficult than the Old Testament, because people are shouting, "Hey, I'm not under the law. I'm under the law." The present testament is even much more difficult to obey than that one. So if you are trying to dodge that old one, and you think that this new one gives you freedom to do anything, you don't know what you are doing. Praise the Lord. So you need to understand that you are under the dominion of a king. And when you are under the dominion of a king, technically speaking, you don't have any fundamental human rights. It is under the democratic system that you have fundamental human rights. In the kingdom, you have no fundamental human rights. You don't have a right to an opinion. Are you with me? You don't have a right to your pleasure. There is, I like this Yoruba saying, "Oni arempi e, oni ondifa." Oh, can you translate that one? You are still your divine. They say, "Iwa atifa e." Come to ask me. That means you and your ifa, you are owned by the king. And therefore, he is superior to the ifa. I don't know whether you understand that. He's superior. So when you say, "Lord, I don't think you are correct, sir. From my thinking," you do have right to think. Amen. I don't know whether you are with me. You're not getting it. Going to school is good, but it appears that it's giving you all of us problem. Because education has taught us that we can think. And you need to think. Praise God. Now, I'm not saying that faith and working with God does not require you to think. No, it's not what I'm saying now. What I'm saying is that when you come into this kingdom, you must realize that his word is law. He does not actually allow you to be arguing. And you are dissecting which one you want to obey. You don't have that kind of right. And until the church comes into that position of understanding, we have not begun. Is that a good grammatical expression? We have not begun to walk in the reality of the kingdom. Praise God. The other thing that I think we also said during the course of this past 1 year is that the enemy is waging a relentless battle. The parable of the kingdom, one of the parables says so. Remember in the parable, they said that there was a man who was appointed to receive a kingdom. Do you remember? And he was to go to a far country to go and receive the kingdom. And the people of that place sent word that we will not have this man rule over us. Amen. We will not have him rule. Nevertheless, when the man was going, he left certain people back and said, "Occupy." And he went to get for himself a kingdom to return. Amen. But that's a lot of messages. But the emphasis was that the people left behind actually occupied. Listen, the environment in which we are operating in is an hostile environment. They don't like our Lord. They've made it very, very clear that we will not have him rule over us. Those of you who have been on Facebook recently will know the war. I literally fought battles yesterday against my own brethren because they do understand the ways of God. They were just writing rubbish against the church and against the servants of God, men who were in church. And I realized that the church is in trouble because men don't even understand. I don't know what they were teaching them in church. They don't know the ways of the Lord. So I had to tell them, God should be wrong in calling Nebuchadnezzar a servant. Or Cyrus a servant. God should be wrong. He has no right to have called Jacob, a God of Jacob, when Jacob used a rule to collect birthright. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. These are basic things that if you don't know, you just many people they come to church but they don't know God. And that's part of the challenges we are facing in this time. So we have a system that Satan has raised against the kingdom. Praise God. And the earlier we understand it, the better for us. And then I think I remember telling us about the issue of the mandate that we have. Remember in Matthew 28. Is your projector working now? Matthew 28. Hallelujah. From verse 18. The Bible said, and Jesus spake unto them after his resurrection, saying, all power. The word power there is dunamis. Sorry, exousia. It means authority. All authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. That means the sphere where he has right to exercise authority encompasses every realm of creation, heaven and earth. He now gave the charge. Say, go therefore and do what? Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Teaching them to do what? How many things are they to observe? The problem the church has is that even the church is not observing all things. How then can we teach nations how to observe all things? Whatsoever I have commanded. Amen. And he said, I will be with you always. That's me saying, you don't want to say, I'm with you always. Even unto the end of the world. Another one says the end of the age. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Teaching, instructing. The word teach there was not teach as I am teaching. It means disciple. Disciple nations. If any of you have ever been in disciple class, you will know what it takes to disciple. Disciple includes instruction. It includes not just giving information, but giving instructions. It includes rebuke, correct, instruct, admonish, take oversight. Amen. So because the church did not properly interpret this, we have substituted discipling the nations for evangelizing nations. Jesus didn't send us to evangelize. It's not part of the mandate. Praise God. It's not part of the mandate. He said, go and disciple them. And I told us that when he now said, go back to verse 19, please. Baptizing. Baptizo means immerse. Drain them. Drench them. Are you getting me? Submerge them into the teaching. And I told us that what this thing connotes is colonize. Alter their thinking process. Raise standards for them. And let that become their way of living. I don't know whether you are with me. Praise God. Now, they may not necessarily get born again. But you have raised a standard so high that they can't go lower. Amen. And I think, I don't know whether I did. I showed us the example in Ephesus, when Paul went to Ephesus. And the Bible said for two and a half years or thereabout, Paul was preaching and teaching in the synagogue of, in the school of Tyrannus. What was he talking about? He was talking about the kingdom. He wasn't preaching Christianity. He wasn't teaching the 12 ways of breakthroughs. Amen? And when you are talking about the kingdom, you are talking about the king and his kingdom and his will. How many people did he first reach out to? I think there were about how many people? 12. And in the space of 2.5 years, from that 12 persons that Paul reached in Ephesus, the Bible says the whole of Asia Minor. That's about a continent. Had heard about the gospel of Jesus. They've heard about the kingdom. Praise God. They've heard. So I want to ask us, what is wrong with us? If you go around town and you ask people, people are confused. They don't even know because I am preaching something. He's preaching something. She's preaching something. Everybody is confused. Nobody is preaching anything. So the world does not even know what you are preaching, what you will stand for. So they will ask you, are you redeemed? Are you redeemed, my daughter? Are you redeemed? Or are you a Foursquarian? Or are you a winner? Are you a deeper life? Are you deeper? Where did we get that from? The reason why that is that we misinterpreted the mandate. The church misinterpreted the mandate. They didn't ask us to go and preach which I'm a redeemer. They said, go preach the kingdom. So everybody knew about Jesus as king. And then one day, Satan played his hand. The seven sons of Sceva. Because when you preach the kingdom, it will provoke reaction in the realm of the spirit. Of course, up to that time, miracles have been taking place in the life of Paul. Look, we can't preach the kingdom and stand by the kingdom and miracles will not happen. Miracles had been happening. And seven sons of Sceva went to meet one demon and said, there's one Jesus that we just got. There's a new technology now. There's seven ways to cast out devils. We just learned it. Yeah, we are Jordi. In the name of Jesus, who Paul preaches, come out. And the demon said, Abba, what kind of insult is this? Jesus we know. You don't know what that means? When they said Jesus we know. They knew Jesus when he rose from the dead. That was when they knew him. Oh, there's no demon anywhere. Anywhere of creation you can see a demon. And you say he was not there. All the demons were in hell the day Jesus died. Those 3 days there were no demon activity anywhere on earth. Praise God. No surprise, eh? Bobo were in hell with party. Well, finally we have caught him, the Son of God. We've caught him. And just like they are doing with Trump now. Can you imagine how many demons came to kick him? Those who came to bite him. What the jacket they want? Maybe he pained him more and he cried, I took Baleti, Deep well. Third day, Holy Ghost descended. Every demon in hell scattered. I want to say that day he rose up. All the demons ran out of hell. There was no demon in hell. The day was going out. But the better now. Praise God. They all know him. And they know that he has been given authority over the heavens and the whole earth. They all know. Praise God. Then, this Paul you spoke about, We are aware that God has given me authority as an apostle to operate. That's why when he speaks, creation responds. But exactly, who are you? So in the earth, it's about authority. Do you have the authorization to operate? Are you with me, church? It's about authorization. Do you have the authority? Do you have heaven backing you up? Who is backing you up? Who is behind you? They say when a dog or so, is it a dog or something, challenges a lion. I don't know how they say it. Something must be behind him. It's not. You see lion, you say, come here, my friend. The lion will look at me. I will go, who's behind this guy? Praise God. It's because the person behind us emboldens us to go out and challenge. But the church has withdrawn and we are no longer confident in the person sending us out. The Bible says, I will be with you always. That was the promise we made. But the truth is that many of us, we won't take the risk because he may not show up. And I've never known him to break his word. So these are the issues that we looked at. And of course, we looked at the way the enemy, and I told us basically that there are two basic enemies that we have to deal with. We have to deal with demon possessions, and we have to deal with sicknesses. Those are the two major things afflicting men. It is not getting a visa to Canada. That's primarily not your problem. Because when we trace the problem, go, it's still a spirit that is blocking your progress. Are you with me? And so we have to learn how to deal with these entities. Demons and diseases. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good, healing those that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Amen. So, the kingdom is at war. That's what I just wanted to bring across to us. Then, Pastor told us that there is another aspect of this warfare that we need to pay attention to. The one that is raging within us. Amen. Except to Elijah. You know how your flesh is warring against the spirit. And the two are contrary one to another. And the flesh will not let you do what you want to do. And that's a constant threat of this thing sabotaging everything that God is trying to do in our lives. The flesh. I think I've preached a message before about Amalek. Have I preached it? Are you here when I preached it? Amalek. God said, write it down as a memorial. And we have war with Amalek. And we wage war with Amalek from generation to generation until it's wiped out. So there are certain enemies of God that you cannot kill by the name of Jesus. Come out. They won't come out. They won't die by fire. You will war until their memories are wiped out. Hallelujah. So that is it. That's exactly the issue with flesh. And listen to me, we aren't finishing God's calling until we win this battle against the flesh. To cast out the devil is not difficult. To raise the dead is not difficult. But the one here, Koizio, Otaile, the Bible said the enemy, a man's enemy shall be members of his own household. That flesh is the member of your household. So it's important that in you going out to deliver people, you also should also work on your own self. Be careful that within you lie dangerous propensities that can wreck everything that God is doing. And Satan is aware. He is aware. And I make bold to say, the church must discover the technology of killing flesh. We have to discover that technology. This era that I will serve God, come to church, do technical, do my preaching, and then I will just grow. Then I will now die. They will now carry me to heaven. Hallelujah. We can't continue like that forever. A generation must see the end of sin and death. Because Jesus is coming for a church without wrinkle, without spots. How is that going to be? Do you understand what we are talking about here? That is not going to happen by and by. Paul said the last enemy is death. And for you to, and I to conquer death, we must conquer sin. Praise God. And the Bible said the power of sin is what? The law. And the power of death is sin. So if you trace death, sin, law, then if we conquer this guy, we will conquer that guy. Once we conquer that guy, we'll conquer the next guy. Then you're talking about immortality. So the objective here is how do you conquer here? Give me Romans 8. I'm just doing summary. Is that okay? We'll just try to summarize everything we've done for the past 1 year before we go in. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life. Please pay attention. It's just not the law of the Spirit. It's the law of the Spirit of life. Where will you find it? In Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 3. It says, for what the law, not the law of the Spirit. Are you with me? What that Mosaic covenant could not do, in that it was made weak because of our flesh. God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law, or rather the righteousness that the Mosaic law demanded, that he wanted to see, that God was looking forward to, but which it could not produce because flesh made it impossible for it to be so. The Bible says, because of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, walking in you and I, the Bible says, might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. So when you now get to verse 10, is it verse 10? Go to verse 10. It says, if Christ be in you, your mortal body is dead because of sin. The reason why Christians die now is because of sin in their mortal bodies. Are you with me? We have not dealt with that issue yet. Now, look, we are not talking about sin that I'm not fornicating, but I'm not a fornicator. Mm-mm. There's something that is even greater than fornication that is there that makes it possible for you and I to die. He said, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of what? Righteousness. Now, verse 11 now says this. But, what is the meaning of but? On the other hand, I like shubo. Amen. It's more powerful than but. If the Spirit, that means it is not, it's a conditional statement. We may not, many have not gotten here. Even Paul, who wrote it, had a taste of it, but he did not fully grab it. His body expired. But we saw a little of it when that snake beat him and the snake died. What killed that snake was the life inside of it. You don't know that the life of God kills. Ask that snake that died. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by a Spirit that do what? That dwelleth in you. This area, the church has not entered it. This is a promise that is left for you and I to lay hold upon. This is where the warfare is taking place. Please remember, the Old Testament, they were given a land that was promised. But you were aware that they fought wars before they could take it. This is your own promise. And the enemy will fight you tooth and nail before you can become a reality. It's not going to be given to you on the platter of gold. They are not giving us the platter of gold. Now, can you go to where he now said this? As many as are now led. Where is that? 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now, we've used it to believe God for leading when we're looking for a wife, when we're looking for a job. And God, thank God, God had mercy. It worked. Praise God. So please, we can use it. All the brothers and sisters looking for brothers and sisters. Amen. It worked for us. And brothers, it will work. I give you permission to use it. Amen. But more importantly, there is a leading of the Spirit that leads you to life. Praise God. There's a leading of the Spirit that leads us to life. And so these are things we should begin to covet after. Please note the words I use there. Covet after. Paul said, covet earnestly the best. That's the only place in the Bible that covetousness is allowed. I did not read it. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, your neighbor's husband, your neighbor's car, your neighbor's leg, your neighbor's everything. But this one says covet earnestly. That means if there's, be greedy. Is it possible to be greedy? Now, how will you show greediness, Ramalulu? You want to be greedy. Have you been greedy before? Because I think somebody who has been greedy before. You don't look like you are greedy. You have never been greedy. Please, we have... Who has been greedy before? You have been greedy. I need you to explain. Don't worry, they will not look. I give you presidential permission and immunity. Nobody must have right to abuse you. I look at you one way. Have you been greedy before? Me, I've been greedy. I've been very greedy. Who did I tell the story of my greed to and how the Lord delivered me from my greed? It was God wrought great deliverance for my soul. It was, did I tell you the story again? You know the story? How many people don't know? So I want to know the population of those who don't know the story. Go and ask from those who know the story. But you don't know the story. You don't know which of the stories? The story, okay, John. But let me give you the abridged version of the. I know some of you did not go to boarding house. You went to boarding house. There's a time they declare extra, where some people will not come. You are laughing. Yes, your soul. I can see your soul. So you have also been there. All right. Some people didn't come to the dining hall, and there's extra plates. Once they declare extra, it's every man for himself. He's the first man to get that plate or plates. He takes it. Oh, praise God. But you see, that is because, now, that makes sense when supply is not as much as demand. When you have 20 of us against two plates, it's winner takes all. There's no sharing. Right? Once you get there on time. And so, the person sharing on that day, you just keep the food of sinner. I'm keeping the food of sinner. King is the one. I will keep it for him. He said, no. I said, I'm keeping it for him. But what's wrong with you? So when I say declare, I'll just carry it. So pray your own day and where you are serving that sinner so-and-so will not come to the dining hall. But what betide you if you go and eat his food and he says, what? Where is my food? Yeah, your own is finished. Praise God. But on this day, there was dodo. I can't remember. But in my eyes, those bowls were very big. Can I remember those bowls as big as this, full of dodo. And there were about three or four or five of them there. And Boguata was new only at your 30. And we're looking. Everybody, we moved our seat back, waiting for the declaration. So, but we didn't want to finish it in on time. So we will not miss. Because when you finish it, you must leave there anymore. So you know that you eat one spoon, to take a long time for that spoon to get to your mouth. Then you take a long time to chew it. Well, we are just waiting. Waiting. Okay, time. Okay. So when it was time, the senior came, looked around, the thing wasn't there, said, oh yeah, extra declare.
Kakaba Shendra Dosta.
We were just 30. We shouldn't be more than that. Come and see scramble. Ask Kupek, bah. He didn't make a dent to the dodo that was there. The dodo didn't go down. He didn't move. But as far as we are concerned, we don't trust any soul. They can still come in and hit that. So we have to quickly hit the one. You have to, when you scoop plate, can you imagine the Oye Dodo taco? By the time that dodo was descending in volume, that reached half, now became one dodo at a time. And yet our heart was still there. We are. The one in front of us, I have no faith. That is good. God. This is our brother, Pastor Fakule, to say Oliver Twist. Never, never have enough. No, he's never tired. He wants more. So with the gifts of the Spirit, with the things of God, you are allowed to ask for more. But we have been taught in church not to be covetous. I think we have to start on teaching ourselves that in this particular area, you have full liberty of God to be covetous. Can I come to the God, I want the anointing of the Spirit. Bah, you go, Otosa, and Fumisi. But I know a time will come when your body will not carry it. It's you that will beg and say, carry this thing. Amen. But it's not, God is not, how do I put it? He's not shy or he's not angry when you come. Five, if it's possible, see, the way I look at God is this. When you call him the El Shaddai, the double-breasted one, the more he gives, the more his milk increases. Are you with me? That is his nature. The more he gives, he increases. And so he has to give more to create space for more to come in. And so you can imagine he's perpetually in excess. And so if you want to prosper like him, you and I must learn how to do what? To also give. But naturally, you increase by hoarding. In the Spirit, you increase by giving. It's something that you and I must learn. We were not trained like that. We were not brought up like that. So it's a training you and I must engage ourselves in. Amen. So as many as he leads, there's a leading. He wants to lead us into green pastures, into the still waters. There's a leading he's looking for. And that leading will produce from can you take it from verse 19? Go to verse 19. This is what the leading will, this is where the leading is ending, going towards. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. So the leading and the manifestation of sons of God are tied. Amen. And how? Look at verse 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Verse 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So there is an expectation of God. This is what the kingdom is trying to accomplish. And this is where there's a lot of warfare going on. Amen. This is higher than the witches in your village. Much, much higher. This is a high-level warfare. It's not... And let me tell you, by the time you set your mind on this kind of warfare, you will find out that... It's like... Praise God. It's like you're calling Sunshine Stars to come and play Real Madrid. Yeah. You will spoil their leg. You don't understand. They may end up not knowing how to play ball again. Because they don't know where do we want to start scoring from. Praise God. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. Now, I think it was Real Madrid that Iwanyan was the current African champions. They went to play Real Madrid. They got 7-0. And they did not play with their first team. They played with their second team. Are you with me? By the time you start playing with the big boys, you tell the small boys that, look, I don't have your time. You call the first young convert. There are some demons in my father's village. It's making us. Can you please go and help me deal with it? Praise God. That's where we should come to. Where you call the princess. The princess, I saw some demons were flying in the back of my house. Can you just speak the word? Because I have some demons in America to go and fight. And princess, praise God, don't worry, sir. I'm going to do it. And you said, demon run in the backyard of pastor. I don't want to see you there when I come back. And they all run away. Because there are more important demons to go and fight. Praise God. You don't understand. He said, the weakest of them shall be like David. And the strongest shall be like God. It's a reality that must... See, all those prophecies will come to pass before the age is closed. No word of the Lord will go unfulfilled. None. Praise God. Am I with you? And so Pastor Ogie came and spoke to us. Pastor, remind me what you spoke to us about. Deception. That's another area of warfare that we are fighting. One of the greatest level of warfare. And people don't even know that Satan is deceiving. Many are deceived. One area of deception is that a man is not born again and Satan is telling people, we're okay. The man's soul is damned. If God does not rescue him, there's nothing anybody can do to help him. So there are many levels of deception. All of us here that are seated there, we are facing one level of deception or the other. Yours may not be... Mine is more sophisticated than your own. Yours may be easy to identify. Yours may be a cultural deception. Where mine is strong religious delusion. You know it's possible to walk. Do you know it's possible to have a fake gift of the Spirit? Possible. There was a time there was a man of God. Jeez! But miracle shall now. But you see, it took a discernment to recognize that this is not it. It's a faith of give up spirit. It's deception. Edges. Ben is. Then there was our friend, Awuze. And you do well. But I don't believe in preaching. Just call Jesus 3 times, call the blood of Jesus 4 times, call Kenny. You have your miracle. There were men who have walked the earth before GB Joshua came. I want to check back GB Joshua. They are higher than that level. Nope. Hey, I will say it's in town. If you have £1 miracle, £5 miracle, £10 miracle, £20 miracle, it's according to your pocket, that shall be blessed. I want bathroom. You guys, I don't know. Listen, we have not died, he's still alive. You want to ask a question? Zoe Ministries Worldwide. Okay, we don't pray. We don't have time to pray. We don't have time to preach. Miracle. I told of a story of a pastor who said he was a fake prophet, a fake pastor. Sunday morning, he just called one of his associate pastors. Said, carry that new jeep. Go and give to that pastor. Pastor, abandon church. Overdo penny. Came for Thanksgiving. Can you see? Both of them. in the same boat. So that's why it's strong, it's the same name, strong delusion. So you don't know what you are, you don't, you, men are going to, they are perishing. And they don't know it. So it's mercy that keeps us, that we are, our minds are shielded. But let me tell you, it's a battle you will keep fighting to the end. That was Opios. That was a testimony of a man. Brother Tayo, I don't know whether you heard about him in Ife. No, he had left Ife before all of you came into him. Like those of us, no. He said when he came into Ife, he came in as a child of the occult. He was born into the occult. He was raised by the occult. And he studied computer engineering. He had a covenant with Lucifer. Yeah. These things are real. Because it's not everybody you see on the road that are normal. Oh. My brother-in-law told me of a case when Ijo and Benin people were fighting that war. Said there was a small boy that knelt down on the ground and was playing with sand. And they were shooting him. And the bullet was, I don't know whether the bullet was bouncing the wheel. And one mopo was walking towards him and he was removing his dress. Kodiyawere. You can't kill that boy except you are stark naked. You can't kill him. You said you are stark naked. Said if that boy raised his head, he said all of them were dead. Small boy. When did they train him like that? Who trained him? Yeah, trouble has not come. That's why you don't know those things exist. They do. And you yourself, you do it, but you don't know you carry. So Tayo entered a covenant with Lucifer. And they told him they would make him the richest man. Well, they gave him the computer thing. A system was like that. That would have catapulted it to become one of the richest men in the world. I believe at the same time, we're talking about the early 80s. That was about the time Bill Gates was coming. That Bill Gates thing you guys are seeing, Bill Gates is not, it's not computer that is doing Bill Gates, it's covenant. Those things you are seeing is covenant too. It's not ordinary computer. Zuckerberg. All those guys are operating by covenant. But they can't tell you. They can't tell you. You can't pay the price. Tyre's price was to get a thousand souls. The blood of 1,000 people. 1,000. And was working at it. He brought the prototype, the paper, something they drew on that computer, something. He brought it to you in like to show us. There is no paper like that on earth. He put something, it took the outstretched arm of God to draw to deliver him. So things day. Strong delusion. He said, so when he was fighting the Christians in doing his deliverance, because he sister Lowa Losi fellowship. Sisters, careful. Sister Lowa Lo. But sister you from face. So out of anger, since this guy is looking that he's very serious, let us enter our own realm too. So all the brethren put their hands together and say, let us pray. Limbro say glimbro de game. Now play. When that thing began to hit him. He fell down. Now, when he fell down, he said he appeared in the realm of the spirit. He went to the realm of the spirit immediately. He was unconscious there, but he appeared somewhere else. While he was appearing there, he said the Christians who were praying in the sports center appeared, broke into where he was, and they came in armored dress, as described in Ephesians chapter 6. They were praying, no, but they didn't say anything. No, to understand, when he came back, I said, this is what I saw. So when Paul was explaining that thing, it's a reality. When you engage in warfare, that's how you appear. But you don't know. Let us pray. They were fighting. They fought the queen of the coast. Because he was aligned to the queen of the coast. To bring him out. Now, at the time, there were two encounters. The second encounter is the sports center. He came and he had a coin, which was what linked him to the realm of the spirit. He had a token. Tokens, new one. Of covenants. They speak in the realm of the spirit. They are not just killing. No. The Lord's instruction is that you should be 21. So they form a concentric circle like that. I don't know how they did it. They form a concentric circle. And Tyler told them that you are not 21, you are 27. And they counted themselves, they were 27. Okay, Robbie, they all come by, all they can 27. Until the was like, is the devil not a liar? Honest, a liar. Count again. Then they went down 21. They are a liar. Now, he said, when he was going to summon the spirits to war, to battle, you know the song he used? Bob Marley, One Love. Said to by that song, he summoned all the princes and the, of darkness in Ife. Summoned them. They had taken over the whole sports center. But he made a mistake. While he was, all he needed was to give them permission to attack. Otin brag. That's why I don't like film. When you bad man, when you get the actor, kill him before you start talking. But they will talk and talk and talk. Then the actor will now do one corner and now kill him. And escape. He did the same mistake. He began to brag. I am the this of this. I am that of that. Hey, this one is this. And him there drawn and drove for order. Yeah, I'm on the realm of the spirit. The Bible says when Moses came out, when the glory cloud lifts, Moses go to the head, he will step out of the camp and stand in front of the whole of Israel and say, arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. And all those, all the angels will move out. Because without that instruction, no angel can move. These are spiritual realities. So when you speak, without that you're speaking, they can't act. Amen. Am I communicating this night? So he also could not give him something. He was busy boasting. While he was boasting, that coin fell out of his hand. That which connected you to that realm. That covenant. And the thing slid. And he saw it in the midst of the circle. Okay, well, if I enter this circle, so let me attempt it. I will run in and I'll run out. So as they ran in, of course, they broke their hands and ran in. As they entered, that was the end. Oh no. Shege. One person said, while she was praying, said, Taya, you say you are a tree in the realm of the spirit. It is written. The only tree that my father did not plant will uproot. I uproot you. In the realm of the spirit, that tree you represented was uprooted. Why I said, you say you are a rock. Is it not written? That any rock, my father, that Jesus falls upon is crushed. But I thank God he did not say Jesus will fall upon him. Said, I raised you and I hit you against the rock of offense. And it broke. Those things were, that was the thing. And they were saying, and that thing was coming to pass as they were saying it. So those words are not mere words. They are warfare words. And you and I must be acquainted with those words. So when Jesus Christ said it is written, it was not quoting Logos, it was quoting Rhema. That means the quickened word. It has been quickened in his understanding. So he knew what he was saying. Is it not written? And you have to understand the power of those words. I have no way of verifying, that during the Second World War, up to the time Britain was fighting for their lives, they found out that Hitler was using sorcery against them. And so they, Winston Churchill also employed the services of black wizards. And they traced, so the guy was coming using astral travel. We're coming to where they were making war plans. He would stay there, hear everything, where the British everything was, and what they were planning to do, and he will go back and relay to Hitler. Hey, get the operation. It's a scam, but so they led. So they now traced the guy who was living somewhere in the Caribbean island. So they flew to go and meet him. He saw them coming. He saw them coming and sent lightning against them. Shango. Everybody can rope out. Can you come and see? Go to television. Go to film. Reality is free. Some guy is a bad deal. Yeah, it's all over. What they call Shango in Ghana? You don't know. Ah. It's the same all over. In Israel, they call him Baal. When you hear Baal, Baal is the Shango. That was why it was easy for them to accept the challenge of Elijah. He that answers by fire. Ha, Elijah. They play with fire in their service. Yeah, they have a pastor called display. Do the fire at here. Let's do the fire. What do you use fire to? But before he went, he had already bound them. All those princes of fire, he has bound them. So when they got there, back, shut up. He has gone on to travel. Praise God. Call him, shout. The whole day they were shouting. He didn't answer. What? Am I supposed to tell you to man down now? Kilo shele leni. Sorry. That's what you whatever you bind. Praise God. When they landed, they had a ship. They landed. They got on board. The guy met them, and you know what the guy did? The guy sent them a shigidi. I'm talking about how you saw you. He sent shigidi. You don't know shigidi. Ah, I'm sorry for you. You don't know shigidi. He's a terrible demon. It doesn't have return ticket. It's a one-way ticket. Once you send it, it must deliver the message. Somebody must die. Once it's summoned, somebody must die. And that thing appears to them. Ah, walare. You know what they use? Scriptures. They say it is written. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness, and he has given it to sons of men. You have no right operating here. That's how that spirit turned back and went to meet the guy. That's how the guy got killed. Because he never, you didn't expect that he would come back. He never comes back. Once he said it's a return, only return ticket. Scriptural. It must go. It must not return void. Can't return void. That was the issue. By the time we return, it's late. Gaga. Yeah, that's what. The sender. He kills the sender. If he ever comes back, the sender is killing the sender. Benny. So, you don't know what the Bible says, taking on the shield. So, these guys were not born again, but they knew, somebody had gone to Sunday school amongst them and knew scriptures. I quoted it. That was what saved them. They got Shigidi Koni software, Koni antivirus. Koni. So bad Jade. You cannot say, Ongbero. Can't stop it. Praise God. Only the word of God can stop it. I think I've exhausted my time. Let me stop here. So you have heard about deception. Now I'm just trying to add to deception. Pastor Daly spoke to us about hope. Hope is key. All the people you read in the book of Hebrews 11, it was hope that stabilized them. Satan wrestled them to the ground. But it was hope that kept them standing. They saw something. And the Bible calls it the our hope. That's the anchor of the soul. And it's where found beyond the veil. Praise God. You need hope. There's so much to say about warfare. I will summarize everything again. I'll conclude it next week. God helping us in Jesus' name. Have you said all this? Any question before we pray? Maybe there was a ref you did not hear. You want... So you know you missed. You missed too. When you didn't come, you missed. So, Bro John, what question do you have? You don't have a question. So, can we pray then? Sorry, okay. Okay.
That Shigiri thing made me remember an experience I had as an undergraduate in Akumba town. In... I think that was in 2007, thereabout. I went on morning evangelism in Akumba. That was around 5:36. And I around that post office site, and I was going, as I was preaching and going through one street, it was still dark somehow and misty, and just on the left hand side I saw that thing that stood, not, it was like a figurine, like a woman's image, but it wasn't, it was just this shop or whatever, but it was a figurine, like a, and then just stood there, and seeing it was as if electricity passed through me. Honestly, I was scared. I just spoke in tongues and passed, and I passed. But by the time I just looked back, I saw a young boy. I saw somebody like a child that just came out to pee. But I was quite sure of what I was sure of what I saw. And when I was recounting the experience with the one that combined it, the guy said, "Ah," he called the name. Say Ishukuni. Then he called it Ishuku. That thing that you don't experience it and just go like that. And all that, and the way you were saying that, I saw that these things are experiences that, of course, we may not make doctrines out of it, but they are alive, they are true, and we need to brace up and trust the Lord that we will. Sometimes we seem to abuse people from MFM and all that. Please, I think I stopped doing that. Fine, there may be excesses. But there are problems that when they bring to your doorstep, you may run away. People have all kinds of things that they are going through. Students come around and they explain things that are, you know, happening to them. People sleep, wake up, find themselves under the bed. And the question is, do we have a solution to these problems? Do we just tell them, come and be hearing words? There's some of these things we have to stop instantly. And if we lack the ability to do that, I think we will just be deceiving ourselves and be lying to ourselves and, you know, lying to people. There are things that come to our table. We must know and trust God for technology to help these people. Yes, we use the word of God to correct their mindset. But at the same time, we need to stop these things and pray with them. And for example, I told the student, as a Bible study we used to, I said, this time around, I think I need to take some of these children to field. Let's go and pray. Some of them just need you to cast out some things from them. A student will go and come back. You tell the student, don't do this. Actually, when you put on the bone again, I know that one is a devil. And we need to send it packing. And it's part of the warfare. We can't shy away from it. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
I think every generation has its own challenges. I know that what we face when, at our growing up as believers are this issue of deception that Pastor Ogi talked about. And when Pastor was speaking, I was asking myself, how do we survive? Because I can't imagine all surviving it. Most importantly, with the little knowledge of the scripture that we had then, but yet God kept us. And I know that apart from the fact that we enjoy the grace of God, we are also focused. We are also very, very focused. Your own challenge may not be miracle, because I don't know if any of you will survive and in your own days. You can't. I doubt it. Because this man is, what are you talking about? You need money. And you go to church. And you say, he's asking you, how much do you need? That don't worry, before tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, 1 million naira will come to your account and it eats your account bow. What will you do? How will you survive that? And that was what was happening in our days. But your own day, you are plagued with esoteric word. Words of sensation. Oh, it's happening there. They are speaking rev there. They are speaking rev. And when you begin to check those things, you discover that they are fables. We have been victim of it. We discover that most of those words are fables. Genealogy. Word that does not have capacity to build a soul or to convert a soul or to make a soul a standing believer. Word that does not change you from your old life to the new life that Christ is calling us onto. Word that only, you know, promote our ego. Yes, we know revelation. And I discovered that, do you know that people, when we preach from the book of Matthew, they call us baby Christians. They look at us as baby Christians. But that is where your life is hung. That is where your life is stabilized. Many of us were stabilized from the book of Gospel. We didn't start from the book of Epistles that you are reading. Do you know how many years it took me before I could open the book of Revelation? I am telling you the truth. It took me more than 22 years as a believer, walking consistently, before I can hear the book of Revelation. But you want to go there. Why? Because you want to prove a point. Listen, you have the challenge of our days is quite different from yours. And the earlier you realize your own challenge, the better for you, because you fall into this delusion. I love that message. You fall into that delusion. Many of us are dragged into it. It's a drag net. You think you will be dragged like a fish. And by the time you are caught out of the sea, there's no rescue for you. Please, be careful of what you hear, of who speaks to you. It's important. God will keep your soul in Jesus' name.
The Bible says that be not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. It's not only church where doctrine deal. Doctrine the economy. Oh, and politics. Oh, and education. Any human endeavor. Oh, and market. Honestly, this thing, I swear. Could you tell Nara tomorrow? Me will judge you. You want Nara? The same thing. This thing, this eyeglasses, we wear it. It will correct your eyesight and that of your children. The same thing. It's wind of doctrine. All right, the pastor, with three glasses here, by war, you have been deceived. Say, men will give heed. Please. Those of us that are prone to hearing things that are new. There was a time, one of the reasons why I did not like listening to Pastor Kumuyi, I felt he was a very boring man. If you listen to Pastor Kumuyi, every December, he's always preaching about holiness, salvation. I think God will go, man of God. At sanctification, at the can you move on to something? Yeah. So if you are that kind of person, now there's nothing wrong in you wanting to hear something. I mean, but please be careful. Approach it with caution. Are you with me? Don't have ears that are itching. Sometimes I found out that there are certain doctrines that it will take you years to be grounded in. Takes years. The things I'm sharing with you, for many of you, you will not appreciate it until the next 10 years. And you say, and Pastor said it too. There was a young man I was teaching about the doctrine of marriage. He waved it aside. 10 years. He came back to me in Accra and said, hey, they're talking in Junior. But it came at the cost of almost losing his marriage. You have an advantage that those who have gone ahead of you are the one instructing you. Learn from our own mistakes. Learn from our own shortcomings and make your own life better. So that the next generation that you will produce will be better than you. I don't know whether you understand me. Are you with me? I'm supposed to be better by my father. You are supposed to be better than me. The next person behind you should be better than you. By the time we have those 4 or 5 generations, now I'm saying that by the time we are having children like princes, they should be casting out devils. We should be dealing with the demons of nations. Because I'm not here to disturb me, John. Me only time. I mean, there are certain things. Where's your sister? Remember, I come and say, hello, go and handle it. I don't want to hear. It's like that too. Sure, you get me. So please, let us be careful. Let us build a very solid set of relationships so that when you are going, because I don't only deceive you. Please, I'm saying, because see anybody that Satan cannot deceive. Jesus was also attacked. They lied to him. When Peter told him and rebuked him, he said, you can't die. What do you think he was doing? He was quoting scriptures to him. Were those scriptures not written by God? They were written by God. So, because there's not a deceiver. Joe, man, I'm quoting more Bible. That's why you need people to check you. When you preach a message, bros, because they're preaching, when they're being called, balance. Adjust. She go, or just say, I had one man of God, is a reverend father bishop. He just said this. And one brother, he says, ma, can you balance? What do you know? You are entering, you are going off key. I might have driven car before and your car was leaving the road. Okay. What's cool or no? If you are not careful, it will enter bush. Praise God. So please, I know, my pastor, I don't know. Education is also a problem. Your own generation, Emma, where you are law. Pastor, Emma, where you are law. Unlike you, we. I worry one. In the way, you are learning one way. I will brought you way. But please, don't leave the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. It's simple. Don't complicate it. Don't look for, it's good when you meet a pastor that has capacity. But be careful. Like a man of God said, they were asking him about those difficult things in the scriptures. He said, this is what I just do to them. I eat the fleshy part and I leave the bones for people like you to choke on it. The Bible said, despise not prophesying, but hold to that which is what? Good. Don't just discard it. Take the one that makes sense and move on with your life to help us. Can we just rise up and pray? The warfare of the kingdom. We are looking at it from the perspective. Can you pray? Can we pray this night? I said something about us being committed to the king. We have a king. and we have it, and he's our Lord. Can we pray that this aspect of this relationship will become a reality in our lives? That we will be willing to yield to him as our king. No longer are we going to be running around and running our lives the way we like it, but that we will be yielded to him as a king. That he will really be our king indeed and in reality. I want him to be my king. I want to live my life as a servant of my king. I am a son by birth, but I want to serve my father, the king. I want to do his will. I want to have him. I want to have his will done in my life. Some of us, we are still bound by that mindset of church, Christianity, and those things. Can you ask the Holy Ghost to renew your mind? You want your mind renewed. That you will start thinking as a kingdom citizen and stop allowing the definitions around us to define our realities. All the things that men have around are not the right ways of conveying the truth of the kingdom. You and I must begin to think kingdom. We must begin to see things from the perspective of a king. We must understand that the kingdom of God is a dominion. It's a sphere of influence. It's an expression of his power. We must begin to see it. We must begin to understand this. I am asking for a renewal of my mind, that the Lord will wash me with the washing of his word like water. There will be a washing. There will be a cleansing. There will be a restructuring of my mind. That I will begin to think as a kingdom man. Paul spoke about that our citizenship is not of this earth, is of heaven. That is where we have our citizenship. That we begin to think as citizens of the kingdom. That our allegiance is to the king and not to men. Our allegiance is not to systems. Our allegiance is not to men. It's not to anything in this realm of creation. Our allegiance is to the risen king. I need a newness of my mind. I need to walk on the Holy Ghost. I need to reign. Sovereign God, sovereign King, reign in me. Captivate my heart, Lord. Captivate my heart. Father, help us. Lembro sebele nebrane debo sobre kedashe. Ramane embronomos. So much has been invested in you and I. Can you ask the Lord, Lord help me to be a proper representative of the kingdom. I want to represent the kingdom. I want to do it properly. I don't want to misrepresent the kingdom. I need you to help me in this area of my mind. I need to have a change of mindset. I want to be fruitful as a kingdom emissary. I want to be fruitful as a kingdom emissary. I want to be fruitful as a kingdom emissary. Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me to be fruitful. Help me to be fruitful as a kingdom emissary. Help me, oh Lord. I want to pray that you will not be victim of satanic deception. You will not be a victim. Jesus warned in Matthew 24. He said the first thing he told his disciples, he said, let no man deceive you. Let nothing deceive you. Paul warned, he said, in the last days, men will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That you will not be a victim. That the Lord will protect your mind. If it remains more to fall into the trap, that the Lord will send help from Zion, that they will deliver you. I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to fall. None of us is wise or strong enough to recognize satanic deception. It was satanic wisdom
for the thief on the left-hand side of Jesus to tell it to come down and save them. To prove. He needed to prove. Remember, he started with a temptation to prove his sonship. At the end, he needed to be tempted again to prove that his son is a son by coming down from the cross. That was a tough temptation. Everything in his surrounding circumstances demanded he showed it. But I thank God he did not yield. Lord, build in me the capacity to say no to unrighteousness. Build in me the capacity to discern between good and evil. Build in me the capacity to recognize deception and walk away. Build in me the capacity to say no to lust and to those things that are wrong. Build in me to remain true. I need to remain true. I need to remain true. I need to remain true. Walk a walk in my heart. Oh Lord, Nemalemo, Sobrele Mana, Machine Remanda, Rabo de Brodo, Zekli, Branege de Bosch. Can you ask the Lord, Lord, teach me how to yield to the Spirit? The Bible says the Spirit and the flesh are warring, contrary one to the other. Lord, give me strength to yield to the Spirit. Lord, help me to be a servant of righteousness. Help me. I must overcome this flesh. I must overcome Amalek. I must enter the promise. I must enter the promise. I must lay hold of the promise. The Bible said they saw it afar. Lord, beyond seeing afar, I want to lay hold. You promised to deliver me. Lord, I'm asking for deliverance from the law of sin and death. Let the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, begin to walk in me. The Spirit that raised you from the dead. I'm asking for a walking of the Spirit within my heart. Let it walk in me. Walk in me, Lord. Walk in me, sovereign God. Let the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, you have made me free from the law of sin and death. Keep me, Lord, lead me in the way of truth. Lead me, Lord, in the path of righteousness. Lead me to life. In the name of Jesus, lead me to life. Lead me to life. I'm asking, oh Lord, that you will have mercy and lead me. Lead me, Lord. Can you pray that the hope of his calling will be known to you? Paul said that you may know the hope of his calling. There is a calling. You have been called into a hope. You have been called into a hope that the hope will be clear. The hope will be clear to you. There will be no ambiguity about the hope. There will be no confusion about the hope. That you will hope clearly. That God will establish you in this hope. The Bible says, who is hope of eternal life? God, who cannot lie, promised before the earth was created that your heart will not shift away from this hope. That you will not lose this hope. The Bible says, for the joy that was set before Jesus, he endured the cross. He despised the shame. There was a hope. Help me to see the hope. Help me to gaze upon it. Help my heart to lay hold upon it. Make it real to me, O God, that I can run the race that is set before me, that I can take my position in the warfare. Father, I bless you. Oh, Jesus, I give you glory. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we are prayed.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.